winded Hispanic preacher. So you are in trouble. You know, I'm going to let the kids kind of tell me what to do. Now, Pathfinders, I can preach a 15-minute, 20-minute sermon. I can preach a 45-minute sermon. Or we can just go long-winded and preach the hour sermon that I have. So I want you guys to help me out. You Pathfinders, now, do you want me to preach the hour sermon? No hands on that. You want me to preach the 45-minute sermon? Ain't no hands on that one. How about the 15, 20-minute sermon? Yeah, all right. All right. It is good to be here with you. And I'm going to streamline this message because I'm serious. I'm a long-winded Hispanic preacher. So I'm going to cut a whole lot of stuff out here. But I've just got to share this poem with you because I think it sums it all up. The grandest picture I behold is not the setting sun, though he robes himself in scarlet when his daily race is won. 'Tis not the lofty mountains nor the tall and stately trees, yea, my eyes delight in thee. 'Tis not the gorgeous flowers nor the birds that cleave the air, though in thee I see reflected heavenly wisdom, love, and care. The grandest picture I behold are consecrated youth, our noble Christian boys and girls established in the truth. To watch and view their powers unfold, this is the grandest picture that my human eyes behold. Amen, church. Just to see our Pathfinders here in uniform makes me feel good. You know, every Sabbath I'm in different churches. This past week, as I was about doing my ministerial duties, the Holy Spirit was at my side. Last night, as I reviewed what I would be saying here, the Holy Spirit was at my side. And when I jumped to my automobile to come down here to Fallbrook, the Holy Spirit was at my side. But Lord and behold, when I got here, the Spirit had beat me here already. What do you say, church? It was good to be greeted with smiles and a welcome. It is so, so nice. You know, some churches aren't as warm as others. But this church is a warm church. And that's a reflection, I truly believe, in the pastors of the church that are here. So, pastors, thank you for your leadership. I just want to thank our Pathfinder leaders. Brother Zimmerman, thank you for all that you do. I'm not going to start mentioning names because I'm going to surely forget some. But all those of you that have committed your lives to the kids, thank you for all that you do for them. I mean that with all my heart. Without you guys here at the helm, man, nothing would be happening. So I thank you for your leadership and all the time and sacrifice that you give for our young people. And with that, I have my welcome poem. Welcome to this Pathfinder Day. We're glad to have you here. We have come to share our pleasures with those we hold so dear. Our club is here in uniform with counselors and staff. They share with us their wisdom in nature, skills, and crafts. We learn to march together. We like to keep in step. Our church will have our best because we are filled with pep. The church needs every boy and girl, and we are here to say we want our lives to shine for Christ and point men to God's way. Again, we give you welcome to this, our Pathfinder's Day, to call you all to worship and for each member, pray. Now, I'm going to ask Pastor Nunez if you could help me out with those posters. We're going to streamline this. We're going to make it quick. I was told that the brothers here in Fallbrook and the sisters are a little on the slow side, so how about some visual aids? What do you say? My preaching practicum speaker back at the teacher at the seminary was Elder Benjamin Reeves. And he would say, now, when you guys are going to preach, say it again, and repeat it. That's exactly what I'm going to say. And when you go home today and you're eating your lunch and you're sharing with another, you're going to know exactly what was said from this pulpit today. And even though I didn't know when, the uniforms kind of changed and the scarves, I should know that. I'm going to have to go back and get it because I just want to share with you where it all began. And I want to share with you how God has led in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, how God has led the young people in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Now, guys, if you guys can come up here, step up. I want everybody to see these posters, and we're going to go streamline. So lend me your ears and follow me closely. Okay, here it goes. 1852, James White, we are told as you read history, as you read the storybooks, he was out there in the woods, and he felt that we needed to do something more for our young people. Everything was geared to the adult. But he sat down, we are told, and he began to write the very first youth instructor in 1852. How many of you remember the old timers that are here, the youth instructor? Can I see your hands? We have some old ones here. We have some old ones. Pathfinders, you got some old ones here in this congregation. All the way back, 1852, youth instructor. James White, I truly believe under God's inspiration, started writing those books to keep our young people in the church. 1879, the Youth Society was formed by Ferner and Warren. And back in Mount Vernon, Ohio, we still have the eternal flame that is burning in memory of the missionary volunteer program in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And it was M.E. Kern that started that in 1907. I want you to see the flow of how youth ministry got its start and where we are today and how God has just led us in a very, very special way. In 1909, we started the first JMV Society for the smaller children in 1909. All right, let's bring the other four up here. And we can change because these Pathfinders are going to get tired on me. So maybe the next batch can be four new ones. All righty? Yeah, the next one. Yeah. We'll just hand them out real quick. We have A.W. Spaulding in 1919 started the Mission Scouts. He felt that we needed to do something just a little extra for our young people other than just Sabbath school. So the seed was planted in 1919, the Mission Scouts, A.W. Spaulding. Do I have anybody here that ever met A.W. Spaulding and perhaps were under his leadership? Do I have anybody? Do you remember A.W. Spaulding? All right. That is awesome. I'm not too blessed at times to have individuals that actually work with him. So that's a blessing. I'm going to need to talk to you after church. See if you can tell me a little bit of nuggets that I can use. That's awesome. 1919. 1922. For all the women that are here, I know we've come a long ways, amen, in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. But back then we had Harriet Holt at the North American Division who started the JMV Friend and Companion. And its purpose back then was to do it within the schools. Just like you shared all the scarves, I remember having the investitures at the schools and the churches and investing our children with the different scarves. And I think that changed over like about 78. But I'm going to do my homework and get that information. So I thank you for challenging me on that. I could not remember. But it was about 78, I believe, that happened. And then in 1928, C. Lester Bond started the Master Comrade Program. Now that switched over during World War II, Master Comrade, Communism, you know, hey, we got to change this thing. It became the Master Guide Program. But I want to know right now, do I have anybody in here that was invested as a Master Comrade? Is there anybody in here that was ever invested as a Master? Could you please stand? Please. That gentleman there was invested as a Master Comrade. Please stay standing. Please remain standing. Please remain standing. Please. Pathfinders, I'm going to call you to attention, and we're going to present arms to that fellow pioneer right there. Already, Pathfinders, a tin hut. You on the stage as you are. About face. This is for you, my brother, and all that you've given us and all our other pioneers. Present arms. Thank you. Order arms. About peace. I love doing that. At ease, you may be seated. Where else can you do that with a bunch of young people? They are organized. So 1928, C. Lester Bond started the Master Comrade, and we also started the Honor Program. And that was also being used within the school system. All right? So lend me your ears and follow me closely. 1929, 1930. JMV Pathfinder Camp. The program was going so well with all that we were developing. Parents started clamoring, we need something for our young people during the summer months. We got to do something. So our youth leaders here in Southeastern went up in 1928-29 and rented Camp Idlewild. Some of you might remember that camp. It was about 15 acres in size, and it was used for our young people. It was such an overwhelming success that in 1930, we went up there and we purchased it. And after we purchased it in the 30s, we thought, well, we got to give it a name. Now, follow me closely. We have got to have a name. And the name Pathfinders was born in 1930. JMV Pathfinder Camp. All right, thank you, guys. Why don't we go on down? Let's bring a new batch up here. Now, you guys are pretty, but I think we want to see some others. Bring it on over here. So now we have youth ministry established. We have materials. We have honors. We have classwork that the kids are doing within the school system. We now have summer camp that is an active program in the summer for our kids. But then in 1930, in Santa Ana, California, the Santa Ana Broadway Church, you know where that's at, Brother Roger? Santa Ana Broadway. That is where we had two individuals, McKim, who was a Boy Scout leader, and Dr. Theron Johnson, who really loved working with our young people. And they formed, remember Spalding back in 1919, the Mission Scouts? The seed was there. These two gentlemen got together and said, let's start with a group of young people. And it was boys and girls. The boys had to meet upstairs, the girls downstairs, all right, when they were organizing it in one of the homes that were there. But it was the Santa Ana Pathfinder Club in the 1930s. But what happened here was the church members felt that they were bringing the world into the church. They felt that they were not bringing our children closer to Christ, but they were teaching things that should not be taught our young people. So they were asked to either quit or be disfellowshipped. Being men of God, they both immediately quit the activity, but the seed was planted. 1930s. God lifted up L.A. Skinner. Did anybody ever meet L.A. Skinner? He was awesome. He passed away about 5 years ago there in Loma Linda. I was able to be at his service and officiate. It was just a real blessing to have gotten to know a lot of these pioneers and to work with them. But God raised L.A. Skinner from 1930 to 1963. He was in the North Pacific Union, and from there, God took him to the General Conference. All righty? And he was working along with other individuals that I will mention. In 1946, John Hancock, pastoring at Santa Ana Broadway Church, the church that had been asked to stop doing this activity. He was the pastor there, and he was now working with Skinner, Hancock, and then J.R. Nelson. And they felt, we have got to belong to the Giraffe Society. We're going to stick our necks out there for our young people, and we're going to go ahead and do this thing. So right here, John Hancock started a group of young people that were called Pathfinders. The name was officially born already. They said, what are we going to call this group of young people? We had the name up at our JMV camp, which was Pathfinder, and they thought, well, let's name this group of young people, these scouts, Pathfinders. And that started in 1946. The home is still there. I have pictures of that home where it all started. His wife, Helen, helped in the baking honors and sewing, et cetera, et cetera. And then in 1947 to 1950, at the Pacific Union, we had J.R. Nelson, who was working along with Hancock and with L.A. Skinner in the North Pacific Union. He started a group that was called the Trailblazers, but the idea was the same as the Pathfinders that Elder Hancock was doing here in Southeastern California Conference. And the outcome, let's have the other group. You guys can be seated. We have the other group here. Are they in order? Those are in order. Okay. And then we have here Berg, Paulson, and Palmer, all working along with L.A. Skinner, all of them working with Nelson, all of them working together with John Hancock, and the Pathfinder song was born. The song that, man, every time I hear it, in the shower, wherever I'm at, I've got to march. You hear me? I cannot stand still. Can I hear an amen out there? But Henry Berg still lives up in Oakhurst, California, in Central California. Central California just honored him. I don't know if you saw on the recorder a couple of months ago. They honored him. We've honored him many, many a times here in Southeastern California Conference. But he was the youth director in Monterey, California for Central California. Same position I hold today. And it was a Sabbath morning. He got in his, I think it was a 1947 Merc, and he was driving to, he was in San Jose, he was going to Monterey. And he had been asked to write the Pathfinder song. Why in the world, we don't know. He didn't know music, but we know that he loved kids, and he loved working with the youth. So he was driving down on a Sabbath morning, just like I did this morning, driving down the road. And I get emotional every time I tell this story. But the word started coming to his mind. He stopped his vehicle, got a piece of paper. I have seen that paper where the words are at. And he started writing, "Oh, we are the Pathfinders Strong. The servants of God are we. Faithful as we march along in truth and purity. A message to tell to the world. A truth that will set you free. King Jesus is coming again." What an awesome. Isn't that awesome? I want to sing that. Sister, could somebody play that for me? We have just got to sing that song. And Elder Berg, it went to the whole world. You know, when he got back home that Sabbath, his wife played the piano. And they put the words, the music to it. It happened on a Sabbath. The words, the music. He sent it to a composer. And you can read this in Pathfinder history. Send it to a composer. The composer sent it back and said, "Do not change a thing. It's perfect." Do you hear me? He didn't know music. He got the words. His wife played the piano, and they put it together, and here it is. Let's sing it for him, Pathfinders. Alrighty? Pathfinders, look, 10, huh? How about face? You're on the platform as you were. Alrighty, let's sing it. And if you want to sing with us, you're more than welcome. Oh, we are the Pathfinders, the servants of God are we. Awesome. I love that song. Pathfinders, about face. As you were, you may be seated. Well, you just got, I know you're going to be singing that song when you go home today. I know it. You're going to be showering tomorrow morning. You're going to be humming it. And you're going to think about the Pathfinders. And then we have Paulson, an awesome layman. All these others that I've been mentioned were paid staff by the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Elder Paulson was a layman. This gentleman, when he started Pathfinder clubs in Southern California and in Southeastern, his number 300 plus. And your mom, Connie, knew him. Well, he was family. So you know exactly who I'm talking about, Roger. You know the story. It was awesome. This gentleman here gave his whole life to our young people. I was able to officiate at his service. Just a wonderful person. And then Palmer and Smith that developed Nature Honors, and Smith with the drill. And the story goes on and on and on. Just how God led his work. And in 1950, it went to the World Church. And this morning, there are well over 5 million Pathfinders in the World Church. Can I hear an amen to that? Oh, back in 1928, right in there, oh, you're bringing the world into the church. It cannot be. But God had a plan. And in 1950, with these dedicated men and women, they started the Pathfinder Club, and it went to the World Church. And it started right here in Southeastern California Conference. What a rich heritage we have. And in 1951, we had the very first Pathfinder Fair that also is done throughout the whole world now. That's where all the kids come together. They march. They show their honors. You're more than welcome to come. It's always the third weekend in the month of May. So it's coming up. So put it in your calendars. And I hope you're there with us. Martin and Garlic, they're no longer with us. But they too just gave so much to Pathfinder ministry within the Seventh-day Adventist Church and youth ministry in general. Then we have our first Camperee was held in 1954 here in Southeastern California Conference. It started in 1946, as you well know. 50, it went to the world. And in 1954, we had our very first Camperee at Camp Idlewild, Pathfinder Camp. And it wasn't until about 62 that we purchased Pine Springs Ranch that you guys are so familiar with. Did any of you ever go to Camp Idlewild as a child? We have some that were there. Awesome. We have individuals that were at Camp Idlewild. Man, you guys have a wealth of history in this church. That's awesome. These people are going to have to come in and talk to your young people. That's awesome, Pastor Moore. Yeah. Then Camp Hale, 1985. Man, that was the granddaddy of all of them. I helped organize the first South American the Inter-American Division Camperee in Mexico. And I went to the mission field with the Steinwigs that are here. Remember South America, Ecuador? Yeah, remember Cade? That's right. Well, we organized the first South American division, Camperi, in Foz do Iguaçu, Brazil. And that was awesome. Then we got back and they organized the first North American division, Camperi, Camp Hale, 1985. How many of you were there at Camp Hale? Boy, wasn't that awesome? To me, that was just the granddaddy of all of them. I've been to all of them, but this one, for some reason, was just super, super special. In 1989, which was 4 years later, Roger, it was four, then they changed it to five. So you were right, all right? So it was Friendship Campery in Pennsylvania. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. And it's getting better. These posters are even getting better. Here it comes. So we had 85, 89, and then it switched to 5 years. We went to Dare to Care Campery, 1994. In Red Rock, Colorado, numbering over 25,000 young people from the division and some from outside of the world. In 1996, anybody that was anybody in Pathfinder Ministry was here in La Sierra celebrating the Golden Jubilee of Pathfinder Ministry in the World Church. We had it there at La Sierra. All the pioneers were there. We had the very first group of Pathfinders that started in Riverside in 1946 that were there. It was awesome. We had the division presidents there, man. We had the union presidents. We had them all there. They all wanted to be a Pathfinder that day. But it was a joyous moment for Pathfinder history and youth ministries in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And then the call came. Tony Anobly, who's now president of the Arizona Conference. And we had Norm Middag in the North American Division. Just an awesome individual. Tony called me, he was in Southern Conference, and he said, you know, Rudy, wouldn't it be awesome to have a float in the Tournament of Roses parade? I said, well, that'd be nice, but that's expensive. You know, I think it costs somewhere over $250,000, and they only accept 60 cars. I mean, they have the cars already pretty much lined up years before. He said, Rudy, it would be awesome. Oh, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. I was a doubting Christian then. But Tony went to work, man. He started making calls. He called Norm, and the idea was born. Let's do it. And your young people, and of course, mom and dads and grandma and grandpas, it was with your financial support that we were able to enter into the Rose Parade 1991, a float representing the Seventh-day Adventist Church. It was a historical moment. And those of us that went and worked on the floats till midnight, man, we went 24-hour shifts, just working on those floats with our kids. I don't know if anybody here had that opportunity to work on those floats. But we did it in 91, and we got a trophy. First year. We did it in 92, and we got a trophy. We did it in 93, and we got a trophy. In 1994, our kids opted out of the Tournament of Roses Parade because it was going to be held on the Sabbath. And we gave them the decision, and they chose not to do it. So the church listened. And we didn't do it. Then after that, you know, the momentum that we had going kind of died. It was a lot of work and to raise that money also. But I want you to know that I took a group of Pathfinders to St. Petersburg, Russia, to start a church. We took the monies to hire the pastor. The kids did it all. Our evangelist was with us, Phil Jones. And it was awesome because at that evangelistic meeting there at St. Petersburg, Russia, we had a man that was given a flyer on the street. Our kids were going on the streets, going up high rises. Man, those high rises are like 50 stories, and you got up and down. No elevators in those things. And there was a person that came, and he said, Seventh-day Adventist. He says, I saw you guys on TV on a parade. Did you hear me? I forget the number of how many people were witness to. I used to have it in my head, but I don't have it anymore, sister. But it was in the millions via satellite, people that saw the name Seventh-day Adventist via TV and the work that the young people had done representing the Seventh-day Adventist Church. That was an awesome experience for us all and the kids that participated those years. Then, of course, we had the Oshkosh Campery that took place in 99. Discover the Power Campery. And now, as you well know, we're getting ready for Oshkosh starting August the 11th to the 15th. And I am overwhelmed with the support this church is giving your young people. So thank you so much. Pathfinders, you guys are blessed. Not all churches are doing what your church is doing. So I just want to congratulate all of you that are here for your support of the Pathfinder program and of the Oshkosh Camporee. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. That's 12:35, but I've got to finish up with this poem. I just love poems. It's entitled Pathfinder. P stands for purity, for progress, and for prayer. A means activities, which juniors all should share. I hope I can get through it. T stands for truth, which we will always claim. H is for our hero up above. F is for faithful, a faithful Christian band. I from independence, we were set free. N is for noble, a noble Christian band. D is for diligent with loyal heart in hand. E is for enthusiasm for every worthy cause. R for resolution to keep all heaven's laws. S is for true success, which we will always claim. Put them all together. Pathfinders is the name. God bless you all. Pathfinders, we love you. We're praying for you. And God loves each one of you. Thank you so much, Fallbrook. We love you guys. Thank you.